to deal with teams in their own division. You don't have to face them twice. He knows what you do. Did that weigh on your mind at all?
No, you got to make decisions what you think is best for your organization. That's what we did.
How ready do you think Jarvis is to step into a potential starting role?
Well, he's not ready to start yet, but he does have a big upside. He's got some pass rush ability. He's got some speed. He will get there in time. He might get there a little sooner than anticipated. He's got a couple more weeks to improve, and he's been working extremely hard. He's very bright, and it's going to be a constant learning experience, so hopefully he can get ready pretty quick.
You still happy with your depth there, even though with all that's happened now?
Well, you never have enough depth, as we all know. Obviously, it's always tough to lose not only a great football player, but a great leader like Ebenezer. And this is what happens during the season. It happens in preseason. Guys got to step up. Who will that be? I'm not really sure at this time. But we've got some depth, and we'll evaluate it and come up with the best decision going into our first game.
Will that alter your playing schedule for the last two preseason games now?
No. Same schedule. Obviously, that position, if we're not sure who it is, you know, that position will get more playing time. But other than that, it'll be the same.
Are you worried at all about your running back situation?
Are you in shape?
No.
Okay, then you can't carry the ball. How about you, Gary?
No, I'm out of it, too. How about Thomas? He made a couple of plays the other night as you looked at the tape of the game.
You want him to run the ball? How did you just
he did
go
in high school, didn't he?
You sound like me now going one from.
He did in high school.
You don't
want to
answer.
Touchdowns.
You might be able to do it. DJ, put him back there.
Yeah, there you go.
Now, we've got our tailback's a little banged up right now. I mean, anytime you lose a few guys in one game, you know, Mike Bell won the 2 weeks, obviously. Travis won't play until our first preseason game. Andre Hall's got that, pulled groin, so more of a hamstring and a groin. So we don't have a lot of depth right there, but hopefully we can stay healthy. If we can stay healthy, we'll be all right.
You think you can just get through the game with Sam and Sullivan?
That's all we got, yeah. So hopefully we will.
What are your thoughts on Thomas the other night and how he played?
I thought he did good. Did good. You know, he's it's a learning experience for him. He's he's got a lot of power inside. He's getting more comfortable with the system. And there's a big upside there.
Mike, is there anything on Ben Hamilton when he might be back?
He's going to work out this week. He did a lot better over the weekend, according to the doctors. They want him to run and lift and do everything that he's capable of doing with a strenuous workout program. And then we'll get him some playing time in Arizona, or against Arizona if everything goes right.
What about the same deal with Tim Crowder?
Well, Tim's got a sprained ankle, quite different than a concussion.
Wow.
But I think Tim, maybe 2-3 days, should be ready to go. So there's a chance he can play some this weekend. A little hard to tell right now, but he was walking without a limp, so that's a good sign.
Do fans have any reason to be concerned based on what they saw Saturday night?
Oh, I think any time you don't play up to your capabilities, that there's always a concern. If there's not, you don't have the right type of guys. But, you know, I give our team the benefit of the doubt. You know, we didn't put in a game plan. You know, you're playing a team that played on Thursday night compared to Monday night. You went two times a day, and we put them through a tough week. It was part of camp, and that's part of the process. Didn't have a game plan going in. And this week, we do have a game plan going in. It's more of a sense of urgency, really trying to play a game like you played during the regular season, even though it's not complete. So we'll find out if we get a little bit better.
What was Kyle Johnson?
He's just a little bit sore. I'm not sure. I think it was his shoulder. Kind of forgot, but he should be able to practice tomorrow.
Thanks, okay. Coach. Sure.